Good afternoon. My name is Danielle, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to a Successful Approach to Labor Management and Realized Savings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to Lauren Solis from Premier.
Hey, good afternoon from Charlotte, and welcome to Premier's Advisor Live webcast titled A Successful Approach to Labor Management and Realized Savings. I have just a few quick announcements before I turn the call over to Eric Kammer. He's our National Director of Premier's Labor Connect program. I think, as Daniel stated, we are recording this presentation. This will be posted on the Advisor Live website and available for download within 24 hours with all the materials. I will send you a follow-up survey probably later tonight or first thing in the morning that gives you directions on how to access those materials. You will be able to ask questions today following the presentation. The operator, Danielle, will come on and tell you how to do that. I did mention the follow-up email. I just want to quickly ask for thank you in advance and ask for your participation in a survey that we have. There's a link in the email. It's just very brief. We'd like to get your feedback so we know how to plan for future programs and know what you like and didn't like about today's program. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Eric. Eric, are you there?
I am. Thanks, Lauren, very much. And good afternoon, everyone. I'm only going to take a few minutes here to get this particular session kicked off and introduce our experts and speakers today. I want to just extend a thank you both to Bob Wilcox and Courtney Smith for their time and participating to provide some of their knowledge transfer on, and lessons learned from the project and initiative that they'll overview for you. I've got the opportunity to meet both gentlemen over the last several years and get to work with them. So I think you're all in for a real treat to learn from some of their vast experiences. First, I'd like to introduce Bob Wilcox. He is the Director of Budgeting and Financial Planning at Genesis Health System, which is located in Davenport, Iowa. He's been with the organization since late 2006 and is primarily responsible for enhancing the budget products and its processes, financial projections, strategic projects, and service lines. He is also put in charge of leading the productivity initiative and benchmarking implementation for the health system in partnership with Premier. He has over 21 years of experience working with managed care environments and commercial and government lines of business. His real areas of expertise include Medicaid and commercial product lines, contracting, state policy, CMS standards, and, of course, finance. So, Bob, thank you so much for participating today. Co-presenting with Bob is Courtney Smith, and Courtney is a senior performance partner with Premier's Healthcare Informatics Division. He's been with Premier since 2005 and really brought over 30 years of healthcare experience to the table. Previously served in roles as Vice President of Clinical Services, an Assistant Professor for Healthcare Professionals, and a VP of Family Care Center Operations. So a real robust background for Courtney. I've personally been part of several projects that Courtney has led and been part of with more of a customer-facing type of engagement based on performance improvement and operational redesign, strong focus in workforce reengineering, process redesign, and, of course, labor management. So with that, I'm going to turn the call over to both Bob and Courtney, and I think, Bob, you'll be kicking us off first.
That's right, Eric. Thank you. Lauren, let's go ahead and get to the next slide here. Thanks, everyone, for taking time out of your day. I know we have like 40 minutes to go through these, and we'll be as clear as we can and get through the information. A little bit about us. Genesis Medical Center, we have actually like 660 licensed beds. We cover, I guess, Davenport, Iowa. We have an east and west campus, if you will. We have an Illini campus, and we have a DeWitt campus, a critical care access facility. Obviously, we have the foundations, the visiting nurse gen venture, which is a property piece, and actually a physician group, Genesis Health Group. Physicians by 40 offices with 105 doctors, and so that's kind of a makeup of who we are. And the Davenport facility is a magnet facility, and one thing we wanted to be sure when we were going through this process is when we're being benchmarked, could we be benchmarked with magnet facilities? And the answer was yes, which was very key for us. Next slide, Lauren. Let me set the stage for you before we get into the phase one approach. When I came here in late 2006, one thing was very clear. The management here, the executive level, really did care about productivity and the levels of FTEs in which we maintained. But what the issue was is that they had no way really to defend the level of FTEs by cost center, no way to support the need if they said, hey, I'm two FTEs short, I'm really understaffed. There was no way to support that and take something forward to say, here's why I look like I do and why I need the FTEs that I'm asking for. So with that, they understood the process, but they didn't have a system to support it. And that's when Premier kind of entered the picture here. So one big key thing for us was that from the executives, the senior level, to the management, we had to have buy-in, and we did. And that's one of the key things that helped make this project very successful for us. So phase one for us. And I'm not going to read this verbatim for everyone on the phone. I'm going to kind of highlight the key things. We needed a baseline. And for us, it was FY07 data. We're a July 1 to June 30th fiscal year. And so we were working towards an opportunity assessment for our FY07 data. The initial opportunity for our health system, and again, of all the things that we do, we were looking mainly at the medical centers and our corporate departments. And the initial opportunity showed that there's a $6.6 million window there. And we knew as executives that our answer is probably somewhere between the zero and $6.6 million. The $6.6 million would probably be the best quartile and be very aggressive. And we knew we were going to end up somewhere in between. So we took our fiscal year 07 statistical data, our payroll data, and the original folks who came from Premier for, you know, doing the installation, we ran a lot of the managers and directors through. We had, you know, 3 to 5, 10-minute meetings with them just to ask key questions to kind of set the groundwork, if you will. With that, and after those short meetings, Premier set in for us some target worked hours per unit. Based on every, you know, the information they heard and our FY07 data, they set in some targets for us to give us a starting point. Next slide, please. So the next slide here is really after the performance partner got started, and I actually held off on bringing the performance partner in from our perspective because we had so much data to comb through and so much information to gather that I said, I need the expertise, but I don't need it right away. So we actually pushed that back a few months. So our goals were this: focus on the opportunity departments. And by the opportunity departments, we knew that about 21 of Premier's departments, as they identified them, it's about 35 of our cost centers because some are combined, that we wanted to focus on them to attain as many dollar savings as early in the process as we could, okay? So that was important to us. So the first 6 months, we were going to focus on those 21 areas and make some headway. We did set the department meetings. We had Premier here, our performance partner, for 1 week per month. And we try to set 5 to 7 meetings a day or really push them hard on that front because we were working towards a budget deadline when our workbooks went out the following March. With that, we had managers and directors coming through. We reviewed the history with them, and I'll get into a little bit of that here shortly. Showed them how we got to our suggested worked hour, what the results showed, what their stats showed, and kind of where they came out at in this evaluation. It was a two-way discussion. That's one thing I want to make sure everyone understands. We wanted to involve them. It was not going to be a top-driven down process where it was mandated. We needed to understand, you know, what's going on there, how are you staffed, all shifts, what's unique, what do you do maybe that others out there don't do. And so we had, if not one, many discussions with the departments to get through the process. One of the things that came out of this whole discussion, as you can see down the slide, is the NDNQI comparisons. The nursing units wanted to be sure, and our CEO that was new in March had stated that if we have bedside care, that's the NDNQI measurement, if we had bedside care around the 50th percentile, we will have less serious events, serious safety events, we'll have just better outcomes. And so that's where we want it to be. Are the numbers you're producing in that area? So Courtney here and the nursing staff representative went to work, and we laid the NDNQI work hour and looked at ours to see, are we close? And in areas where we weren't, we had, I guess, good discussion on
very much so.
Where it really needed to end up, and we challenged them as well on their worked hour per unit. So we went through that process as well, and everybody gained confidence and comfort in our final result. So what we wanted to accomplish on the 21 departments, we actually ended up getting about 56 done through our December 2008 timeframe. We kind of split that up and then went on to the second part of the phase three, I guess we call it, for the last 60. And that was kind of our process. Through this, education is quite important. And I'm going to show you a few slides that I know Courtney and I had gone through with the folks and stuff. So if we can move to the next slide, Lauren.
I'm just going to interject here. This is Courtney. A couple of key points as we move into this area. It's kind of the journey that we took that I think we've been able to achieve much of the success that we've had and here at Genesis. One of the big key issues was administration and the C-suite really got behind this effort. And it was not a forced march, but this was expressed and communicated or messaged as this is the way that we can achieve prudent labor management resource utilization. So that was a key issue. Now, one of the other key issues I think that came up early on was having a champion that was going to be very involved with Premier and myself in working the program, and that was Bob. And that was very extremely important because it was either himself or somebody in this area that was on every interview in all discussions as a bridge to that communication. And then we also had a very key coordinators, data coordinators that would work the system for the operations advisor and the data going back to our engine to produce our biweekly reports. Those are key issues, and it just exemplifies what I think is so important in having success for these programs is the communication issues that I think it's the cornerstone along with the great tools that we're able to provide to work with the programs is that communication issue. And we're very fortunate to have this department and Mr. Rogers, the CFO here at Genesis, to really get behind this program and drive that communication. And it opened many doors to a very engaged conversation to coming up with solutions that would get better managed labor resources here at Genesis. One of the first things we did is we got out and we had many different, and we had four hospitals four campuses that we were really dealing with. The important issues that I think had to get out there first is what is productivity and what it's going to mean going forward. So you can see on this slide, and we identified what we would be utilizing in terms of trying to understand what the definitions were, what the tool meant in terms of how it's going to advance each manager, director, and administrator to better utilize and understand what these reports mean and how they can react to them and also better utilize their workforce against what their expectations are in their scope of care. So I'll turn this back over to Bob. Wouldn't you agree, Bob?
I would agree, and I have some comments a little later regarding what Courtney has said. But the educational piece is important. Even though our folks were they understand their patient days, their procedures, their visits, and they were keeping track of this stuff, so that wasn't new to them. It's the results and how we showed it is what we wanted to make sure they understood and could act on. The productivity slide, very clearly that first sentence is so key. It's a process of measuring performance against expected standards as it relates to efficiency and effectiveness, and that's been the message since day one. So as all of you are aware, everyone has a key volume in their unit, whether it's patient days, CPT procedures, visits. What are you counting? And let's figure out what that target is based on those things. Establish the labor standard. There's a productive hours worked per day. It could be based on patient day. It could be based on CPT, FTEs, for example, for HR. So you pick the thing that is the stat that's most closely tied to that department and start your build. And the rest of it's just coming out to a percentage. Am I at 100% productive or not? I'll use Courtney's example. He's ingrained in my head forever. If you have 80 hours in a two-week period and there's 80 widgets being made and that's your target, then you've got 100%. As soon as you make 100 widgets in that 80 hours, you're at 125%. So your people are probably working hard and getting tired, and how long can you continue this if that level of production stays that way? But in the converse of that, if they only made 60, something's gone wrong because I'm only at 75%. And so that's the simple math part of that. Next slide, Lauren. This slide is the very first thing that our executives saw when the preliminary work was done for FY07 data. I will not go through this whole slide, but I want to go through some of the headings with you. Very left side is obviously our departments and the volume. It talks about how they're measured. Just looking at line one, we have PI infection control based on adjusted discharges. The second column is the compare group. You know, who's the peers out there? Well, this was a custom group. So what was offered to us, we actually massaged and changed that peer group to get a closer comparison group, if you will. Then we have the monthly volumes. And, again, this is for benchmarking purposes. And you can see numbers there. It comes out and calculates our worked FTEs and our worked hours per unit. Now, if there's one thing that we kept educating was the transition from our definition of worked hours per unit to Premier's. In Premier, our education, orientation, and meeting time is a part of productive. And that's okay as long as we all understand that and all, you know, clock in that way and do, you know, run the process that way. We have had some of our people here that's been around for a long time that couldn't make that bridge. They couldn't get over the hump of saying, well, that's non-prod, that's non-prod. Well, it's not. And I think we've got everybody there now, and we're on the same page with that. So with that, the rest of the worksheet, you can see that they've laid out the median worked hours per unit for us, that 0.77, the first quartile, 0.61. So all that means is that the median, there's, you know, you're right there in the middle of 50%. There's 49% that does it better, and there's 49% that does it worse or not as good as you, and the median is the 25th percentile. And then we've calculated FTEs and dollars to the right of that. So the first thing the exec saw was, okay, based on median, based on quartile, here's the opportunity, but what's it really mean for us when we dig into this? Next slide, please.
Dennis, I want to make a comment here. It's Courtney again. That first slide we just talked about was the opportunity slide. I always refer to that as a 10,000-foot view. That gives us our first direction of where to look. Obviously, that was a sampling. We actually had spreadsheets that were for Davenport, East, and West. We had Illini, DeWitt, and Corporate. So there was approximately, I'd say, overall, probably 120, 130 departments included in each line or each spreadsheet. So that was our overall operational assessment that gives us, again, that 10,000-foot view to get us started towards where we wanted to look, where those opportunities at. And that, when we total all those up, that was at $6.6 million at the median of opportunity. Again, kind of raw data directional, but that got us started at that point. Then we moved to the labor standards tools. And Bob, you want to just pick up on this?
Sure. The slide you're looking at is the labor standard tool, and this is the first information that our manager and director saw. So We explained the fiscal year 07 data to them again. And you can see at the top, it's got the cost center and the description of their cost center and the VP, director, manager. But on the left side, it starts looking at our data and giving them some information. It's got the actual average statistic, and that should say monthly, not per pay period. And you can see then this example for this cost center, we had worked hours of 9,591, volume of 999. So our department, before we started doing anything, was at 9.599 worked hours per unit on average. Median and quartile for us was 9.4 and 9.2 with using our data. The budgeted section there on the left, we don't have that loaded yet, but that is our FY10 initiative to load our budget into this now so they can also compare it to budget. But the next box below is now our comparative data. So this is the benchmarking side. So we look at the peer groups and at the median and quartile for this department. And at median, at the very mid level, 50th percentile, it says that 9.24 is where others are running. At quartile, it's 8.73. So now the discussion point is, you know, if we're at 9.59, we're off of both of those. So now the discussion gets to get in the detail and say, why are you at this level? Let's look at your staffing grid. Let's look at what your operations looks like and how things are working. And this is where the discussion takes off from. The very bottom of that is the standard that they suggested out of the gate, the 9.24. They actually said, we think this department can go to median. That's our first 10,000-foot level. Let's set this in, and that helped derive that variance. On the right is the graph for the year. You can see the months there, and you can see how the volume looked. I guess how the average worked hours per unit kind of shifted and moved around. Any comments on the graph?
So basically what we utilize this for is start the discussion to allow us to engage with the director or managers in each specific area. This is the data that we rolled up from 12 months that allows us to look at what the comparative is to median and quartile. In this case, we were looking to move most, if not all departments towards median. So this was based upon, again, their data and the interviews that we had with each of the department director managers in developing this. So this was a two-way street in terms of how we developed the labor standards template and then also as a performance partner engaging with each of the director and departments, managers in each of the departments is how we were going to, what the platform was for us to move forward with. And if you go to the next slide, this is an example of what we would utilize like on a nursing unit to come up to a worked hour per unit by premier definitions and utilizing back against what we looked at in terms of our labor standards first suggestion. That on the previous slide, we had a suggested standard. That was our kickoff point to start the productivity system. Now we were going to we had selected those departments to look at in the first 6 months that had the most opportunity as what we were going to utilize. And mainly it was, you know, starting with all the clinicals and the areas of opportunity. In this case, this is an example of a med-surg unit that we work with, and it is a programmed approach in talking with the manager of what their expectation was. If you can look up at the upper right, it's kind of a vanilla colored cell that's got their expected for over the year was going to be an average daily census of 33. And then we broke out and looked at each of the areas that they would have, the manager, charge, RN, LPN, the CNA or UA, depending on where you're at, unit secretary, if they had indeed that this was a telemetry unit or some area that you might have a monitor tech, and other included such persons such as, educators or one-on-one special sitters, et cetera, that we might expect to see. And then we had a total, and then what we do on the far right is make sure that we have the right RN or patient-to-nurse ratios. And so we can calculate this through, and again, this is done interactive between myself and or a performance partner the consultant, and the director manager. So then we come up and we work some of the other things that didn't show it on this slide, but we look at orientation hours, we look at the turnover, et cetera. Then we come up with a final, in this case, 9.47 was the agreed upon work hour per unit. So this is, I place this in here as an example, again, of how do we communicate and work with each director manager to come up with an acceptable point of going forward and an agreed upon work hour per unit. Next slide. Okay, Bob?
Okay, it was our phase two, which, you know, we got our original departments done where we had the most opportunity. Then we obviously kept going through our list of cost centers. And from April on, I guess, actually April to December 2008, this is actually the first one still, the 56 departments. So what that meant to us after all these meetings and the things we've been showing you is that, and I won't read them to you, but we compared originally to FY07 data, but as soon as we passed June of 08, then we went back and actually wanted to take a different snapshot in time. So the dollars you're looking at is actually a comparison to June of 08 based on those target worked hours per unit that has been agreed to. So for us, you can see our focus was our Davenport campuses and less at Illini and DeWitt. But for us, out of that first 5 months, we've come out to about $1.9 million of savings if everybody would be at that worked hour per unit target and maintain that over a period of time. Next slide, please. Phase three, this is the January to April and actually on through June. We met with the additional 60 departments, completed those assessments, and there you can see our focus went to Illini and finishing up Davenport. And same results where we're comparing to June of 08. And phase three for us is worth $692,000 in identified savings. And when you put that together with phase two, you're looking at $1.9 million, or 2.6 total, the 1.9 plus the 692.
Okay.
Okay. So for us, we were excited for a number of reasons. One, we've gotten through a large number of our cost centers, and we wanted to have this done by our March-April timeframe because our budget workbooks were going out. Had to be, you know, presenting to the Finance Committee in May, and it was key that we got people transitioned to the premier definition way of thinking, to budget that way, set their targets out in the budget workbooks, and say you can set in people how you want, but don't pass your target. So that was the message this year, which was a whole different discussion than prior years. Made it a lot easier. Next slide, please. Another thing we did, and when you look at your biweekly reports, I'm not sure if we have one in here as an example. We've got some forms of it, but there's an upper and lower threshold that you want people to maintain. You want them to be around 100% over time, but we know it's never going to work perfectly week to week and every pay period. So we started with a very narrow upper-lower threshold, and as we got into it, we said, no, we really need to be at 95-110. Premier recommended this in the beginning, and our biostatistician here in our quality department said, you know, that's just way too tight, and it's almost statistically impossible, but we were at 97-103. So we were a little aggressive, and we saw the light and made that change, and that made managers feel more inclined to, you know, feel more comfortable, I guess, in the process.
What was important about that is, as we were progressing, setting up the productivity system, because initially we set up and we didn't have the watch list on, nor did we have the action plan. And one of the parameters, there's two parameters that really kind of follow up when we turn on the action plan, where they need to submit a written plan if they have not maintained acceptable, quote, productivity over 2 to 3 pay periods. One of those parameters is, are you within, in this case now, 95 to 110%, and plus or minus 1 or 2 FTEs, depending on where you want to set the limits. So it's kind of either or that'll kick on the watch list and or the action plan for them to have to respond to. So we wanted to make sure we weren't too tight. Like 97 to 103 is very difficult to maintain. So the more acceptable manner, at least getting into it, was to be 95 to 110. We took that to actually to the steering committee that we have here that oversees this project, and they agreed to that. So that's just kind of a side note on that.
Next slide, please. This is a sample facility report, just one of the many reports that's out there. This happens to be the Davenport campus as of March 08 when we really got, right when we were getting started. But it will show you in the top left your reporting period, and that's in the grayish, and then the blue, if you have this in colors, your fiscal year to date. So you can kind of walk across that and see what departments are on watch and the percentage. This tells you a lot of information.
Overall.
Yeah, a lot of information about the whole Davenport campus. The right side will tell you the top 10 departments where there's opportunity. It'll tell you the FTE opportunity, and it'll tell you the department dollar value of that. And then the grid in the center is obviously goes on and on for more than 10, but it'll tell you your productivity percentage, your FTE variance, and your dollar variance. So a very helpful report to start to the management process, I guess, and dig into the data.
And that can be produced on a biweekly basis, so that comes along with other administrative reports as a monitoring, and I think that's really part and parcel of how the success of the program here has worked.
Okay. Actually, we're going to go a couple slides, because the next slide is, I think, our Illini
Just
campus.
Just to give you, again, another example of
another look.
Different campus and a different look.
Go ahead and go to the next slide. That's our DeWitt campus, and then we'll go to the next slide. This one is the administrative summary, which our vice president or your CFO, your CEO, whoever would like to see this, they can get this to look at just a page or two of the departments and say who is on watch, who is acceptable, and who's doing their job. And today we do have our senior execs, two or three of them getting this, and it is a discussion point in all of the meetings that that they attend for their operations council. It's everywhere. It's being discussed everywhere today. Our CEO is very attuned to this, and he had it where he came from, and we have it here, and he's very, very happy with this. Next slide, please. Next steps for us after we got through that process was to load these metrics into our financial system. We use Kaufman Hall for the delivery of our financial reports out to the managers and directors and VPs. And before now, they were different. I mean, we had people that had to change statistics in order to do the premier piece. So mid-year and February, March, and April, we also made statistic changes in Kaufman Hall, so they got used to seeing the reports with the new statistics. So their measurements changed, their statistics changed, and what they were used to seeing. So we got them used to that, and that's how we budgeted for FY10. And we had to keep them identical. We didn't want to be talking two different languages, but it was just for ease of our mind, and just made more sense to do that. And our 2010 budget is already done and approved, so we're past that. And we have just recently turned on the action plans, because in FY10 we will monitor by action plan. If the manager is over two times in a row, that third time, they're going to get the note. They have to go in and do it, and their level above them will have to review that and agree to the plan. So we're serious about it. We want to manage it because it is a valuable tool. And you folks know as well as anybody, one of the largest line items on your financial statement is your salaries, and it's easy to get out of whack quickly.
This is a big push for us here at Genesis. To be able to put the effort forth to match up Kaufman Hall and Premier, so they had a synergy between themselves as systems, rather than be kind of separate systems that were based upon two different platforms. This is the first time I've experienced this in many of the different accounts that I've worked with. One of the more very successful. But again, it's one of those things that I think was really helped the manager, directors, and certainly administration be able to have these two as tools. They have their monthly financials, responsibility reports coming out. Now they're in sync with the premier biweekly. So
Okay.
Next slide.
This slide is the labor management process. It, you can see in the very right, it says, we are here. this is actually something Courtney has put together for us. And so we've done our assessments. We've done our department meetings. We're set for the budget cycle. And we're really to a point where, you know, we're doing reviews off and on, and, you know, people will call and say, hey, this change, this change. But what we're really trying to prepare for now is some sort of management council to work with human resources to, I guess, utilize the reports they get on a biweekly basis to their advantage. Because we used to get calls that said, Bob, how's Department ABC doing on profitability? It's like, well, you know, I can't get you that right away, but, you know, this will tell them are they productive or not based on their FTEs. And if they're within the window, the policy ought to be, that's an automatic sign-off. But if, in fact, you're on the unproductive side, then we need to sit down and have a discussion, and maybe a peer group can help make that assessment and say yay or nay to that hiring. But we want to find out why they're unproductive early in the stage versus later. And we're in the process of kicking this around and trying to develop this for what, you know, how it fits Genesis, and we see that as an FY10 initiative as well. I think next slide is kind of ends the presentation that we have.
Yeah, that the final slide just before this question and open discussion really is kind of our roadmap as to how we began. If you look at the full left is really where we went back, I guess, almost 2 years ago when we did the initial assessment, which would have been summer, fall of 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, time flies. And where we did the initial opportunity, where we got involved, how we got different components coming together and drove how the program would be set up. And again, very much with the support and understanding of the Genesis folks as to how we would marry up with the Premier folks and really kind of put this program together and have a lot of success. And I think this is a good roadmap that kind of that does explain how we are at where we're at today. It just has been a real good kind of a program that we're working towards and getting there in, that I think we're having a lot of success with, and everyone's been pleased with. And back to the old communication issues, just a lot of dialogue, a lot of discussion, and then coming to a reasonable solution for everyone involved. So, Lauren, I'll put it back over to you.
Eric, I think you've got the floor.
I do. And so, first of all, Courtney, Bob, thank you so much for these slides and your thoughts. And it sounds like you've all facilitated quite a journey, and you can certainly see the impact. And I'll be certainly interested to learn as you're entering into your next phases as you've continued to hold the game. I think what we wanted to do is leave some opportunities for those of you who are participating on the line to interact and ask any questions that you may have jotted down while Bob and Courtney were presenting. So, Danielle, if you would initiate the question and answer part of the presentation, I'd appreciate it.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Janice Belbeck.
Hi, Janice.
So I can just speak into the line then?
Yep, you're on.
Hello. We are in the middle of implementation with the operations advisor, so it was very interesting to hear your journey, and it's going very well, and we're very pleased with everything that Premier has done so far. One thing that I was interested in hearing about from Genesis is I kind of looked at the slides, so I'm not looking at the same slides everybody else is, but I flipped back and looked at phase 2 and phase 3, and I wondered if maybe the folks from Genesis could tell us any recommendations to share as far as that part when you're actually working with the departments and completing the assessments and actually achieving the improvements.
Sure.
That you did, and I guess that was in late 2008 and then in
2009.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good question. The best thing, my best advice is the communication and working with the departments. Do it together. Go hand in hand down this road, and it's got to be something that everybody's comfortable with. If targets are set, they're unachievable. They will walk away from the system. It'll make it up to the senior execs another way that, you know, we're being railroaded. It's just not going to work, and I can't do this. And we got to have targets that make sense. And departments don't always function the same. You know, when we sit here, and one of the first things I had a lot of departments do, which I found quite interesting, and we were hungry for this here, they started calling out to some peer groups early in the process. They wanted to see physical therapy. I'll use them as an example. They counted things differently. They counted unproductive things. They were doing all these things that they just were scared to walk away from. And I said, you need to call other folks out there and see how they do this and gain that comfort. But my best advice is all together, have a budgeting finance representative, have your department folks, have Premier Performance Partner, and talk out loud about it. Put everything on the table. Let's see what the numbers come up at, and then let's see where we need to challenge.
Well, the good advice.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question at this time, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. At this time, there are no further questions.
I don't know if you can hear me. Hopefully my my line is still active, but I'll ask more of a tactical question that maybe others will benefit from.
Okay.
How often are you creating an executive type of a reporting based on the status of just of the overall productivity or labor management in the institution? I think I heard that you're biweekly providing the reports and information to the managers, and then you're working with them on a routine basis. But from an executive standpoint, how often do they receive snapshots and an understanding more broadly?
Good question, Eric. They are also getting this biweekly. In the beginning, when we were doing the building phase and stuff, they stayed away from it because we wanted to get to more towards the end of the process so that the targets made sense and the expected savings made sense. And then after we got to that point, we sat with them again, and we were doing presentations to the steering committee, by the way, which was operations and executive mix, and that was a conscious decision on our part. But then after we got done, you know, towards that last 10% of stuff, we started getting them their information on a biweekly basis. So we do get calls from some of them in some instances. We have a new Davenport president that she's probably my best student, if you will. She uses this stuff. It was published last week on a Thursday because of the holiday, and she was writing us Friday before the 4th of July saying, hey, we need to look at this and this. But it is biweekly.
I'll also add, in the process in engaging with Genesis as a partner, I would, as I exited, I was here 4 to 5 days, initially 5 days. I come in early Monday and leave late Friday. I would provide a summary report for Bob and then executive. It was CC'd to Mark Rogers, the CFO, of whom we met with, what we accomplished, and then there was also a spreadsheet analysis that was provided to Genesis by myself that explained where we're at, where we're going, what the opportunity is, what the identified savings are. So we kept everyone updated upon that. And I know, especially along about October, November, and into December, that was being used really heavily in executive meetings to start identifying and disseminate information as this is where we should be heading with the direction of our, not only our budgeting, but our everyday operational impact.
Danielle, do we have others that would like to ask a question?
Again, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time.
Bob, I might ask another question, if I may.
Sure.
I applaud the amount of education that you all dedicated yourselves to throughout this process. Did you do similar types of educational events for your physician community as well?
The physician, no, mostly, I guess. And I say that because the head of the physician group we have, and we did not roll this out to our physicians, but the head of the physician group was in the executive meetings and saw the results within the facility and the corporate side of the world. And, yes, they've asked if they'll be seeing this down the road. We typically work a lot with the relative value units to major physicians on productive work because they have the breakout within the relative value units and stuff, and that's what we're doing today. So they're comfortable in what they were using, but just the lead of them was seeing this information.
Okay, great. And then now maybe we'll do one more check if there's anyone else who'd like to get a last-minute question, and then Lauren, if not, maybe we can conclude the discussion.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question at this time, press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
All right, well, while we're seeing if anybody logs on, this is Lauren again, and I think I'll just kind of wrap up. It brings us to the end of our presentation today, and thank you everyone that called in to participate. As a reminder, you can check your email early tomorrow for instructions on how to access the recording and the materials for this presentation. And again, please take a moment to respond to that survey so that we know what we can do for you in the future. Visit the Advisor Live website at premierinc.com/AdvisorLive, and that lists at least 1 to 2 months of future programs that we have. Programs are free and can be downloaded at any time. After participating, or even if you don't participate, we have a really great, I guess you could call it archive, that you can look through and might be able to find some useful information. So thank you again for your participation, and have a great afternoon. Speakers, please remain on the line.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.